Disco is a music style which permeated the culture and social scene in the 1960s and 70s, and whether you're watching Saturday Night Fever, standing in line to get into Studio 54, or singing along, it just seemed no one was immune to the magic of disco. Cape Symphony is bringing the disco era back with their performance, Symphony at the Disco, A Night at Studio 54, and joining us to discuss the symphonic disco is Artistic Director and Conductor at Cape Symphony, Jung Ho Park. Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
I'm excited about this one.
Me too.
Okay. So, you know, we look at you and we think classical, but we know, like, you're bringing in all kinds of different, you know, I know you listened to jazz as a kid. So were you into the disco thing too?
I was very, very much into disco. And I think part of it was because it was orchestral. I mean, people don't think about it, but yeah. You really listen to it. And even the TV shows that were disco-based, like SWAT. Love Boat.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Lots of strings, and it was just very beautiful music, actually.
Yeah, fun. So what prompted you to consider bringing disco to the Cape Symphony?
Well, pops has changed a lot over the last several decades. When I was growing up, pops for symphonies meant big band and maybe even the Ink Spots back then. But now, let's be honest, people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, we lived through the 70s.
Yeah.
And I wore my share of polyester, I confess. And
platform shoes.
Yeah. Platform mm-hmm. shoes, indeed. And it was a lot of fun. It was our time.
Yeah.
And I want to have fun, too.
Of course.
And a lot of our people in our orchestra are really excited about it.
I was going to ask you about that. What was the reaction when you said, hey, we're going to be doing some
They music. Love it. They love it. Because they know that, you know, the symphony, again, was very much an important part of that whole disco scene and the music and the Bee Gees and all of that.
I love the Bee Gees. All right. So the Boogie Wonder Band joins the Cape Symphony for this
yes.
performance. So when you have guest artists, how do you integrate the two groups of musicians?
Well, it's really not that hard with the Cape Symphony. Sometimes it's like a shotgun wedding with some other orchestras that are kind of resentful. Like, oh, what are we doing this music for? But I got to tell you, the one of the things I love about the Cape Symphony is whatever music we're doing, they throw their hearts into it. And, you know, Christmas time is always a great example of how they get into the spirit. But I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of very fun clothes. I'm going to have to drag something out of the closet for this concert as well. And I just could give them a big hug. That's how much they are into this.
Well, I think you see it too. When people are really passionate, you can see, you know, you can hear it, but you can also see it when you're watching them perform.
That is true, because a symphony can just be like an oil painting, sort of be there, wallpaper, or they can be part of the show. And every single time the symphony's been that way. But I also love to work with groups and artists who've never really either worked with an orchestra before or that they love working with an orchestra. And that's what this group is up. The Boogie Wonder Band from Canada, of all places, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's very French and very European. They're a very hip band. 10 people in the band. It's really like a mini orchestra joining the orchestra.
Yeah, for sure.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we have some cuts from the Boogie Wonder Band. So let's start with this cut, and we'll quiz listeners to see if you can remember the name of this song and the original artist. Okay, shaker groove thing, peaches and herb.
Yeah.
We had some fun, I have to say, up in the newsroom when we were putting this together. Amy was quizzing us. She'd say, okay, it's like name that tune. And Brian and I were going, ah, you know that one.
Well, you should know it.
I should know, yeah. I was a music DJ at one time, and I worked at a disco in Hartford, Connecticut. I also have been to Studio 54.
You have?
Yes, yeah.
What was that like?
Oh. Crazy wild scene. And
Was it as decadent as people said it was?
Yes, it was. Yes. All right, so we have a second one.
Go now, go. Walk out the door. Just surround now. Cause you're now welcome anymore. Don't you think that I'm
Okay, that was like an anthem. I mean, you know, I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor did the original. That was like everywhere.
You know, songs like that did supersede what people consider disco. They just entered into the national consciousness.
Yeah. All right, so many of these scores didn't originally include all the instruments used in the full symphony. So how do you integrate different instruments now?
Well, actually, a lot of them did use it. And a lot of this, the orchestrations and the arrangements are the authentic arrangements. For example, we're going to be doing The Hustle.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
There's really too bad there's not going to be a dance floor for that.
I know.
Maybe you can have a couple of dancers on the side.
Actually, I think I will.
Oh,
I think I'm
going
to invite some ballroom dancers to come in and do The Hustle and all the great dances. Maybe we even have a dance contest and the audience can judge. That's actually part of my idea. It makes sense because actually, again, disco music was actually very elegant music.
Mm-hmm. And easy to dance to, yeah.
Easy to dance to and fitting an orchestra. Remember a fifth of Beethoven?
Mm-hmm.
Orchestral music in behind it with a beat, Hooked on Classics was a big album.
Oh, right, right, that's right. So discotheques had that, you know, elaborate light shows and the you know, disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to recreate some of that ambiance as part of the performance?
As much as we can. In fact, that hall, thanks to its prior drama teacher, John Sullivan, the famous John Sullivan, had a disco ball installed. In fact, when I first came to the Cape, for a couple concerts, I would look up into the ceiling and that disco ball would be hanging there. I was going, is that ever going to disappear? But now it's coming back for this program.
Yeah, he thought of everything, didn't he?
Oh, he was the kitchen and the sink.
Yeah. All right, so we have another cut from Boogie Wonder Band. And this one, next one, is made for a symphony. You sort of gave it away, but let's play it anyway. This is a fun one to watch some ballroom dancers dance to.
Yeah.
You can really have some fun with that.
Yeah. Of course, it's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, right. First movement, that's been used over and over throughout time. And actually, I don't think I've ever conducted it before, but actually I'm looking forward to it because any way that classical music, again, can enter into a public consciousness, and boy, this was very popular back then. It was huge. I celebrate.
Yeah,
For some people, like the Warner Brothers cartoons, that's how people get introduced
Absolutely,
to classical
right.
music.
Yeah. So what else does the Cape Symphony have on tap for this next season?
Oh, my goodness. We've got a special presentation of The Wizard of Oz,
Ooh.
A live presentation of The Wizard of Oz with fantastic Cape-based actors and singers to it. So it's going to be – the stage is going to be filled with a lot of great talent live with the songs performed with original Harold Arlen score. So we're looking forward to that. In terms of Pops, our Holiday Pops is coming back at the end of next year, and actually there's a big Rodgers and Hammerstein revival. You're seeing Sound of Music and King and I being presented on Broadway again. a whole evening at the end of next season, next June, not this June, but next June, all around the greatest hits of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Wow. And we're partnering with the Berklee School of Music and bringing some of their amazing talent to the stage.
All right, so we will have details about the new season lineup for the Cape Symphony, including Symphony at the Disco, A Night at Studio 54, which is October 13th and 14th at our website, capeandislands.org. We're going to go out on the Bee Gees hit, Night Fever, although this is, again, the Boogie Woogie, Boogie Wonder Band. Jung Ho Park, thanks so much for being here. I'm looking forward to this one.
My pleasure.